Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Oh, right. The midnight scare. Well, this thing happened after a really long day, right around midnight. It was super scary. But to be honest, it was also kind of funny, too.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome back to chunk number 7 of Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. One chunk told daily through the month of October. And this chunk right here, the one about Elder Horndog being held down by a ghost or an evil spirit, well, it's basically word for word, minus the words that I add to ridicule the ridiculousness of the why in the world did they make this so easy for me, ridiculable words that were already there from the LDS Living magazine article that has been inspiring this whole chunky mess. Wait a second, did I really commit to making 31 of these things? What the flipping frack was I thinking? Oh, let's do this.
A midnight scare. For real this time. Sorta.
It was a long day, Iron Rod remembers, recalling how twilight was just barely descending as the missionaries knelt for companion prayer around 10 at night. And by twilight, I mean the actual twilight that comes just as the sun is setting, named after the ancient Somali god Twi, the god of the setting suns. That twilight, not the one from that Mormon lady about sparkly, glittery, celibate vegan vampires. After saying a quick personal prayer, quick because he skipped all of the things that he was thankful for and just went straight for the blessings, Elder Ironrod climbed into bed while his companion said his own prayers.
I don't know how much time elapsed, but when I woke up, it was very dark. And then I remember hearing Elder Horndog say, I think it's got me. I can't move my arms and legs. I woke up startled. I was disoriented. And usually when I wake up, I'm perfectly oriented. I used to sleep with my compass, because I'm an Eagle Scout,
said Elder Ironrod, puffing out his chest just a little.
But it was dark. The moon was just starting to come through the window, and I saw Elder Horndog on the floor and began wondering what was happening. I mean, I didn't really ever actually wonder what was happening. I just started to. I began to, you know, because I started to, but then something happened, and I don't know. I just never quite got there,
muddled Ironrod.
I tried to find the switch, and I couldn't, even though I knew it was right there at the side of the door. So maybe the ghosts were hiding the light switches now? So I half-walked, half-crawled, which means I had my left knee on the ground in the half-crawl position while I kind of limped along in a half-stand position, doing the half-walk with my right leg, half-crawling, half-walking like that. Anyway, I bumped into Elder Horndog on the floor.
When Elder Ironrod bent down to touch Elder Horndog, he found that his arms were trembling and his skin felt ice cold.
He said, I can't move my legs. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is, aside from the fact that I'm usually able to move my legs whenever I want to, but right now I can't, which is probably the first indication that something went very wrong,
said Elder Ironrod.
I wondered if this was some medical thing, because sometimes when things go wrong with your body, well, they call those medical things. Then Elder Horndog looked at me and he said, It feels like somebody's holding my legs so they can't move.
That's when Elder Ironrod went over to try turning on the lights once again. This time, he raised his arm to the square and commanded in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the light switch be returned to its normal place on the wall. And miraculously, he found the switch. When he looked at his companion, he saw that Elder Horndog's knees were bent, almost as though he were in a crouching position, huddled on the floor. Then, Horndog began feeling as though pins and needles were filling his arms and legs as he slowly began straightening and moving them all on his own.
As we got talking, we realized he didn't remember getting into bed or falling asleep,
Ironrod says.
He must have just fallen asleep while he was praying, and his legs fell asleep right under him, and he fell right over on top of him. I guess when he hit the floor, it kind of woke him up, and he realized he couldn't feel his legs.
After discovering the source of his companion's sudden paralysis, Ironrod says,
Elder Hordak said something like, For a second, I thought that ghost had come in and got me. We laughed about it. We laughed. He was laughing his head off.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Yeah, I mean, how stupid are we? What we thought was an attack by ghosts or evil spirits, or at the very least a case of sleep paralysis? Well, it turned out to be a missionary falling asleep on his own knees while he was praying. And it still made it into that article about missionaries in a haunted house. Am I the only one that finds that weird?
Come support us over on Patreon. Because we're totally worth it.
Thank you for listening to...